September
closer, yeah.
4th,
there,
2011.
Now that it'll be open.
Nobody else, I guess they might come later.
I don't think so.
Hmm. So, we begin with the prayer on the top there. I go for refuge and full enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of hearing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge and full enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of hearing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge and full enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of hearing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I believe.
Ngui chakbar ki ba tewe kyaansa. Kangshi miru ke ne tikbata ki ba tene che rab limba laasa. Tadi karsungu irisena. Rambu chengi sen rab che trape zashimu shibutindegi gyabshan yungengi noje chiksi wara. Ani ku hama ku che rambu chengi zashimu yiba de hama ku che. Ku kenyi lu sarab da chik zogwa shok sarab tinde che shayu nase. And the Pangbush had his incident to Agriba. Oh, Yinaya, Tilly Yang, around me, Luigi, Tommy. Any detail, I pass so Dewayo and send deeds of mine by Kiwachima Penge. Dewayo and Tapsi to be your rest, till you think the Sachin was your rest. Did the Hama was me, Luigi Sachin, be Hama was your devotion, she Sachi Devina. Did the bear Taki, rebusing news at the Tarasi, Hama was your. So what changi, so what loose as you shy changi. Dile yang kubar is.
So there's a verse here by Nagarjuna. And he says as follows, even more stupid than one who fills a jewel encrusted golden vessel with filth is the person who, after being born a human, performs evil deeds. So what is he saying here? He's saying that, in the world, if somebody's like a real stupid person has come across a golden vessel that just has all these jewels encrusting it, and then uses it as a chamber pot, anybody would consider that like really, a real waste. And so then, in the same way, well, even more than that, actually, is to be born as a human and not understand that you can do so much with this human life. It has such a tremendous potential that you can provide for your future lives once you have this human life. And instead, not knowing that, then you use it to do harmful or destructive actions, then that's even more of a waste.
Excuse me, Josh, what text is that from?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Liberation in Our Hands. It's I don't know if you have this one. It's just in the beginning, right at the beginning of the fifth day. It's divided according to days.
Oh yeah. Di indu karsore. Tangaru milu di siyora. Angaruzo tonake yomarwa. Milu si tovre samsa samlu yomar. Di dunru da chik dunru samlu tana. tanda sosu tundru resil kiyo na. Ani nubaka yo marwa. Tindri memba che ku samlutana, kandish samlutana, chuta sabu kandish samlutana, samlutana wala delwa. Kumbarwa. Ani tunji kanga chida nanga sosu tsangu ya debda mi shenge da kanga rikshun nime mitsubi shi ya kanga nyeyake. Tunji kanga zomde yorwa. O din zomde de sosu milu dibe tsachimbu shibuji kiyachimbu shibuji imbadi. Kawa shibuji komkuyachi. Ngarazo tenjun dini. Dewe dundi ishi nolir hasibidwa. O tindri tsachimbu shiri esi karesi ni ku samlu taani. Susu jangja mahimba mi mangbu chisu uchanda ku pemba ta tewa tuktubi resi. O di sungudwa.
So, what it's really referring to here is that the human life of leisure and opportunity. Leisure in the sense that unlike animals, for instance, we don't really know how to reflect on our human life and how valuable it is. But if you see how an animal is, for instance, always has to, is very busy, never has any leisure to reflect. Whereas as a human life, we have this time to reflect on our situation what do you say? Some self-reflection, and then not only that, but we also have the conditions to do that. We have all the various resources that we need in this lifetime. That's the idea of opportunity. We have the resources then to make good use of this lifetime. In this idea of being able to reflect and then being able to do some kind of helpful actions to bring benefit to others, not only to ourselves, but to bring benefit to others and bring happiness to others. Then therefore it's said that it's more precious than a wish fulfilling jewel, our human life. So then if we if instead of using it in a helpful way, if we use it to be harmful to others, you know, to basically the kind of actions that we're talking about is harm, and so anything that brings harm to others, if we do like that, then what we're doing is we're creating the causes for being reborn into a unfavorable rebirth in our next lifetime as an animal and so forth. So then what could be more, you know, stupid or foolish than that? So, if we then use this life to avoid doing any kind of harm to others, then we're practicing what's known as the initial level of Buddhist practice. And through doing that, not only do we avoid, you know, harming ourselves, bringing harm to ourselves and others in this lifetime, but we then in our future lifetime we'll avoid harming ourselves in the sense of being reborn into a difficult lifetime. But also, we benefit by having a good rebirth as in a situation as a human or a deity, and so then that's the practice for a person at the initial level. Then is to try and avoid that kind of unfavorable rebirth, and then have a good rebirth. So then, how a person at the initial level practices is one way of looking at it is the practices of the six perfections. Being generous. The first one would be being generous, and in so doing, then that the person at the initial levels ensures that in their next lifetime, then they will have resources themselves, and then there's ethical discipline, where you're especially avoiding the 10 virtuous actions of physical, verbal, and mental actions. Then through doing that, you ensure that you have a human life in your next lifetime. And then there's patience, where you're generosity. There's many kinds of ways of being generous, and where you're just giving things. But there's also the gift of fearlessness, trying to be protective. And then there's the gift of the teachings. So then, being patient, then the effect of being patient in your future life would be that you would have a pleasant appearance, pleasant form. I don't know. You would look nice. Anyway, you wouldn't look like as we say in Tibetan. In Tibetan, we have this example of a scorpion. So you wouldn't look like a scorpion in your next lifetime. So then there's the next one is called we call it joyous perseverance, where just you're using your energy, really. You're making an effort to to do any of these three things that I just mentioned. Oh, looks like I have to, whoops. I'll have to get back to you guys. Wait, we just lost a couple. Hang up. Are you there, Kathy, now? Yeah.
Nancy's back.
Nancy's back, but Kathy isn't, and it's not giving me an option to let her back. Oh, she's coming. Ko Yongida. So then, you there, Kathy? No? Oh, who did I lose then? Sorry. Oh, here, now I got her. Yeah, I'll get her. She'll get that. It's only Kathy. I think I've got everybody else. I don't know why. She's nearby. It keeps dropping it. Did I lose him?
Joyously persevere.
Yeah, I'm joyously persevering here. I don't know who that other person, a couple of persons are completely gone. Huh.
So cool. You can just.
Well, do you want me to, do you want to send her an instant message?
No.
No? That's what it gives me the option of doing. Hmm. Can you guys see something about Kathy on yours? No. Keeps dropping it. Oh. When it shifts like that, I'm not quite sure what happened. So I think we dropped.
My call's listed under Kathy's name. It's weird.
Oh. I don't know. Oh, you guys came up together there for a second. I'll call her again. What do I do? Send her an instant message. Can't get you. Why don't I just say, can't get you. Oh. There she is. How did that happen? Everybody dropped then.
Okay, I'll just do it.
Yeah. You have to recall that.
Where, this one?
Yeah.
Just everyone?
That's the current one. Click
just
on
here?
It. Just click on it, the whole thing. There. There. Oh, you're back.
Everyone's here.
She's not there. You got to go in. And then go.
Call.
Try call, but. I was going to have you send an instant message. Kathy.
She's not the green on mine.
She's not green on yours, huh? Try sending her an instant message.
Okay, just continue your class.
Yeah. And then type it right there. It's giving you the option to type. Technical difficulties. Please excuse us.
Did you just send it?
Yeah, right.
How do you send it?
We're going to have music. How do you send it? Hit a return.
Now hit another return?
No. She might answer.
Now how do you get everybody back?
You have to go click on the call again. Everybody's actually there. Yeah.
All right, just go ahead then.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead. I don't know why Kathy isn't coming in.
Did she have problems from the storm on the internet?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a delayed effect of the storm. Maybe the cat got it. She's got a cat. But anyway, then... The effort or joyous perseverance sometimes, or energy, or however you want to look at that, goes with all of the six perfections, and then but then there's intelligence, really, where you're developing your intelligence and using it for a variety of different uses in doing virtue. And then when you, in this case, at the initial stage, what we call meditative stabilization is to make that, is to stabilize the mind so that you can improve your intelligence and use your intelligence. So then when we get to the intermediate level of practice, then one comes to the sign that you're ready for that practice is that you come to understand that that it's not going to be good enough to have a good rebirth or a favorable rebirth in your next lifetime. And you see that you're still subject to the uncertainty of how you're going to be reborn after that. And you see that you're under the control of various factors. And in that situation, then you would have to again take, you would die and then take rebirth again and then take rebirth again. And so then these various factors being, let's say, the afflictions, the mental afflictions, we call them, and which are like ignorance and hostility and attachment and jealousy and pride, then and then the actions that come out of those are cause us to be constantly cycling or recycling maybe through cyclic existence over and over again. So then you concentrate on doing some ethical discipline in order to ensure that you have a constant succession of lives as a human being, and then focus your attention on overcoming the afflictions, in particular the mental afflictions, and in doing that, then we concentrate on both the developing intelligence or wisdom, if you will, and then having that as making that very firm by developing meditative stabilization. So that's where we are in this particular text in Aryadeva's 400. That we're concentrating on this development of wisdom or intelligence.
Mm.
Then when you come to the more advanced, well, are we calling it the advanced? You got the initial, you got the intermediate, and then the advanced, maybe? and then level of development. I think maybe Kathy's back on. Ko danda, danda yore, o ko duiso. There you are.
Hello.
Hello, you're back. Okay. Well, then we're at the advanced level here of practice where then you, well, in the intermediate state, you've focused on impartiality or equalizing of these. Impartiality, where you're eliminating these afflictions of being hostile towards some and attached to others, and therefore having this being partial in that way. And then when you eliminate those two, you develop what is a what we're calling impartiality. But in the advanced level, then you understand that that's not enough. That you switch that where you're emphasizing others instead of thinking of having any kind of being preoccupied with yourself. You're being preoccupied with others and benefiting others, and so that's the practice of the advanced level of development, and for both of those, intermediate and advanced, it's very important to develop these this wisdom that knows selflessness or emptiness. And so now we're focusing on, in this chapter in Aryadeva, on the wisdom that knows emptiness.
Yeah. Yomola soba kanga chee di chakdana soba chee di karikki gursi na Sosu ki samlu tanda, sosu lu tada, mishen lu tada, ngobu shenda lu pa tada shi yora Odi tadu zan tada di tada de ayo marisi yora Zumba, diga nguyu nesu li mengengi Zumba shi tongi yore si yora Da di tada di gyura tangu resi yora Di karisi na, nganzu tadu karita gursi, sosu yinanda, shenda yinanda Chwe kari yinaya rangyo yinaya sikida, rangyo yinaya chwa. Nga nga rangyo yoyo sarichi, bina susu chi samudana, nga nga rangyo yoyo samsarichi. Susu yinaya rangwa chichi. O dili ya rangyo yinaya chwa sikidwa. O dili yidunga yinaya, yidumawa yinaya, cha yinaya, nye yinaya, susu yinaya, susu nga rangyo yoyo samsarichi samlu yora. Nga bu shindaji, dina rizhi ni kukurangu tsu yungudu samsarichi yora. O di yoyo marita, tenzi nebari yoyo sikida.
So then, when we're talking about emptiness, it's important to know what emptiness is negating. It means that empty, that something is lacking. And what's lacking is that, we have to, in this context, understand that how we're viewing things, whether it be ourselves or others or the objects around us, how we're looking at things is false. It's just that things, we have a wrong way of looking at things. And what we tend to think, what we do think, is that we're somehow, the way it's expressed in the Tibetan is that we ourselves and other things exist from their own, we exist from our own side. We think of ourself as existing from its own, from its own side. I am, here I am, I exist in my own right. I have some kind of a independent existence. Don't have to depend on anything else. This feeling about the self in that way. And so, this is me, I am here, something like that. It's existing from your own side in terms of the self means here, you know, I'm here. Whereas from the existing from your own side for other things would be they're coming from there. Yeah, they exist there. The, you know, people and objects exist there, and so then, but the idea is that they somehow exist in their own right. When in fact, that's not at all how they do exist. That they're whether it's a self or it's objects or it's other persons, that they are dependent arisings. They depend upon our own mind. Imputing them there. There's a connection come into existence dependent upon our perception or our mind, and then there's all various. You can think of them in that way, and also they're dependent upon all their parts and components. Then we impute to them, their existence at whatever we call them, however we designate, whether it's a person or a thing, or ourself, and then they are also, there's very many different factors and causes and conditions that are going into any one thing that in a constant state of flux, and that everything is dependent upon that. In fact, if we look for them to exist from their own side, we won't find anything there. But it doesn't mean that they don't exist. They exist in this dependent way. And so then when we're talking about emptiness, then that's what we're talking about. We're talking about it in the sense of this of lacking that one way of existing, but having another way of existing.
ngarangi yo sam sobu pasha sem pasha so pasha ne ji yo be nao de shao do ko rang hui ne si ra ji rang xin ji yo xian da ge ji jue gu me sobu da sem da sobu na cha xian mang bu yo de tu chen mang bu yo de sem yo de te te zu gang ga cho ne nga ri gi yo sam gi yo ma re ngarangi yo sam te zu yan lo ga ri chi ku sam bi do yin de wo ne che be ne so so sobu cha xian yong zu de gu ra he da ne xin ji sem ne de gu ra Soral tu ora, ini miri sesi mi das sesi awora. Ina ngaran tu di sambi amara, ngaran di mi besulis, mi besulis sambi doa. Mau dili ya, rangun esok itu cuma rangsingi amara. Chuyagura mangbochi, chashe mayinge mangbochi tso. En tila semgi samlata, o di kambuta re, di mi re, di la re, di kangba re, se re, loi ka kagura. Te samlo le tuyubi ware. Kike mayinge nge chashe mangbochi ware, te zu le tuyubi ware. Tine di re se, o te samgi yi mayinge keche re mato. Rango ne, ta yina, nye yina, yiduma, kanga yo ma re. Di di samlata, tangu sosu tol samlata. En di nashi da kanga re, samshendar ka samtangu yara.
So it's just like the computer, when something just went wrong, there were all these different things that made it go wrong so that we couldn't see Kathy, but it wasn't like, you know, there was something that, you know, existed there from its own side. Then, but we have to contemplate how we ourselves don't exist from our own side, first of all, you know, that we think that we have this idea of I am here. This is me, but we're not reflecting on. And when we feel that, when we have this sense of our existence, then we're not taking into consideration all the different factors that go into making ourselves, you know, me. You know, the thing that we don't. The feeling is so strong that it's like, I don't need all those different, all those other things. I just exist here. I'm just me. You know, this is me over here, and then when in fact we're a kind of a dependent arising of all these different components coming together in a group, right? I don't know. We're gathering together, or aggregating is another word. It's aggregation of all these different factors, and then we say, "That's a human being. That's a person." You think that's me? You know, we think me based, or say me based on all these different factors coming together, So then, in fact, if we looked
for that self, then we wouldn't find, we'd only find things that weren't the self. We'd only find,
the mind is imputing to these factors, all these factors, imputing self to all these factors that aren't self. So then, So in that sense, then we're instead of being existing in our own right, then we exist in a dependent way. We're dependent arising, and then once you sort of understand that, you know, reflecting on yourself, then you take that and think about others. You think about other objects and so forth, and understand that everything, in fact, exists in this way, as lacking any kind of existence from its own side, or independent existence in its own right, and being a dependent arising.
This one. Tarba. Tumele tarbala nyamo seko, nyamo yonsa ke shidi tangzingi yongi yonja tangzindi mebe sobe. Ti tu ndala da mebe tongba ni komgo san tarba tamje kimba tobala tongba ni komgo re. Oh ti tongba ni komba la tangbu te go re. Sosu amjo te bejan ka te. Te ba de yabo je ko anye so ne sosu samlu tangu ra. Samjun se sosu samlu tangu ne re mare sosu samlu tangu. Oh ti imba de nyeshi nye so na oh ti yane yando.
So in order to we're talking about achieving whether you're at the middle or intermediate level of practice, or the advanced level of practice, the object is still through
in the intermediate level, you're seeking liberation. That means freedom from the afflictions, and that is necessary also in order to attain enlightenment. So then, at the root of the afflictions of every affliction is this idea of thinking I exist in my own right, or this I exist from my own side. I exist independently. So then, we're opposing that idea of you know, self-existence. We're developing this wisdom of knowing emptiness in order to. So then, if we think I'm, you know, in order to. And then in order to develop this and to understand this kind of emptiness, we have to study, we have to reflect on it, and then finally we have to meditate on it once we have some kind of a certain knowledge of it, then meditation is how you increase that knowledge. Then you have to think, use this as the topic of what we're about to study is emptiness. Then you think, I motivate yourself by thinking I am studying emptiness here in order to attain these goals of liberation and omniscience. And we say omniscience or enlightenment. Now we're going to go to the verse here. Everybody break out your books and try and figure out what page I was on last time. I think we're... Where were we?
284.
Mm-hmm. Huh? 284? Yeah,
verse 284.
Oh, verse 2. Really? Mm-hmm. Oh. I thought we didn't. Yeah, 243. And then were we on? I thought we'd finished 284. I think so. Oh, that was the last one. Yeah, that. Yeah, that did. Juba did.
No, that did. Hmm. Tongbany talk about a cake chip, Nimmy. Tongbany talk about it, any cake chip, Nimmy shake door. Then it is in shape while a chaber social. Jibetchen go pongban do the tambe should you know the Jurvala temper shows. Sanjay the Taba Yungay, Rawa, oh Sanjay, choose Sabuji, Rawa, choose Sabu Sumba, Dilia cutting temper. Any rang be tungegi narwata, near sungi tungi, quay dungel sober. Tilia jiquachimbu yoga, the abome do some ning tapana tangi. The mayor so good, Tilia some little juratango good, eh, some. Net and be chuik, near to Turbala, chuik tangures, tombany tangures. Near to Rungin de letangu, Casaka, Gangal, Tanani, Pamba, never gave this in the ordo. Oh, this year, Tasholokati.
So this. Verse, if you look in the back at 324 in the footnotes, is saying the faults of impeding others' understanding of emptiness. 285 is that verse. It's right in the middle of the page there, number 2, B2. Then, but at the bottom of page 243, you see. A definition of who is the correct recipient of this teaching on emptiness. Who would be a correct person to teach emptiness to? So emptiness should be taught to those who, because they feel grateful to the Tathagata, are suitable vessels, but who, because of their great fear, are tempted to reject it. This is kasa shenang ke gi yorwa
jigba koye dungeli jigba rwa
o koye dung
dungegi jigba nge sung da koye dungeli soba koye dungegi jigne di judi nyomo re sam samlo no judira o di pa pon wa de bes ne tambe shu ji ne du jur ge ten re sangil de ba yoge ene koye dungegi jigne o dunge de me so go do di judi nyomo re nyomo tsa wa de dang jin de me so go do sam o ten re tang ge de le ta ten go re es ge
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't catch this before, but in the Tibetan, it's saying a slightly different thing here. It's basically somebody who, because of their great fear of their own suffering, they're very worried about their own suffering are tempted to reject it means are, you know, they want to overcome that suffering. It doesn't sound like it in the English, but what the Tibetan is saying is that you want to completely eliminate the causes of that suffering, understanding that they are the afflictions.
Kangshi mudi bashi ki kangshi timu bashi ki sikidwa kyo kangshi si yordo ane mishi be timu ku wangi is tongba nyi tongwa la tripshin sikidwa ane teza ma se tongba nyi la madeba hao tongba nyi se di yaku mara chedari se ro tende tende tongba nyi nyamba la chado dan kapu mishin ki sikidwa tende kekshi baas tela kele indrowa ya mena tarba kale is o tende ane tongba nyiliya madeba la soba tende kienge tiliya tele kelek drawas de draw tele ni yora sada me tele lek ben drawas yora nyawa yeda tondu dzula nya ben drawas ru nya ndu ta tendu sik do o tele kelek draw ya me na so kyo chima sada me ko ba to ya ka go re sik yora ti me na dunge le yong su tar we tar ba da sanje ji ko ba to ba ka le yu yong go ma re si ti yin de tongba nyiliya ten ben ne ru tele sar zo che ne ya bu ja ha ko tong ge ma do
So, if here it's in the verse on page 244, verse 285, if someone who is shrouded in complete ignorance and impedes suchness will not even attain good fortune, what need to mention liberation? So, here it's talking about somebody who has a lot of very heavy ignorance, not being able to understand emptiness and the ideas of emptiness or how things actually are, and then impedes suchness means out of jealousy or just being a difficult kind of just sort of being in a harmful, difficult, impedes the teaching or understanding of emptiness. Suchness here means emptiness. Will not even attain good fortune means, in this context, good fortune means avoiding the bad fortune or unfavorable rebirth and attaining favorable rebirth. Then what need there to mention liberation? So then how could they possibly be liberated? And so what the Aryadeva is pointing out is that you have to be very careful who you're teaching to emptiness to. It has to be somebody who is a correct recipient of the teaching.
Kung si tongba nila miguibas kito tongba nila kuiba meva sa meva meva sa ro. Basi do masay yee tongba nila meva meva masay. Ani timugi mesi bawangi ani tripshins tongba ni tong ala tripshin. Chado dan sena la so bawangi te kono tongba dan nyamba la nyamba semba so la kekche ba telas. Tongba ni sheya de kabo mesi ba tela kekche ba nyamba la kekche ba samlutan ya la kekche ba telas. Ani kelin doa turi sa dami kova tugi kabo des tarba toba da kale yungu mare kare sene ti digba shindu chenpo re yes che. Tene mi mangbo seba le ya tenjin rebar jo ya treba da treba tongba nye de tarba da tamze chenpo tobe chidu kom kukure ti ya gu mare stela lo da kyeba ye na ene sosu sosu lu ne sosu liya kyo mangbo yungu re ti sonza tongba nye le ya sapso che gure se shengenge sapso che nyengenge sapso che No, the room on the share mother, no, the room, the room on the share, you are my race. Oh, yeah.
Then, so then the commentary on this verse says someone who not only has a total disregard for emptiness, but is completely shrouded in ignorance and impedes teaching, hearing, and thinking about emptiness out of jealousy or malice and the like. Will not even attain the good fortune of a high rebirth, as we said before. Then this kind of person. So, what is the chance of this person ever attaining liberation, since such impeding of teaching and hearing, or studying that means, and thinking about emptiness, it would be an extremely grave misdeed or sin, we can say. Rejecting dependent arising free from fabricated extremes is a more serious ill deed than killing 100 million people. So one must take care in this matter to avoid deceiving oneself. Here, deceiving because of the, you know, the severe consequences of somebody who is a total, you know, inappropriate person to be teaching, then you have to be careful who you're teaching, one, and then also if you're receiving the teachings, you have to be careful that you are appropriate person to receive the teachings, and so then that's why it's saying, you know, it take care to in the matter to avoid deceiving oneself.
Do so. Ani tabde shiru thar shimbe sanje koga tobje gyure de yorwa. Tidu tile nyamna ani leba chimbu yongu yorwa. Dei chane sugudwa.
So the reason it's such a serious sin or misdeed, if you want, and then is that, well, first of all, it's a cause of somebody being completely liberated from cyclic existence, and second of all, it's a cause of somebody becoming completely enlightened, becoming a Buddha. So then that person, when they become enlightened, would then be benefiting a great many people. So then that's why it's such a serious misdeed.
So tele nyamba yena ene ko tarwa tamje kemba tobale ya kek chig yordo o di tele to gure es gora tale chi gya ma yin des tawale nyamba de chi gya tenda ma res gora chutim gene thurin ro kar chutim shal chawa pang be chim su ba de thuri la da mi ke wa to gure ti to s nyamba yena ya o to s da gure es ene tawe ko ba chod do taw lo ba chene taw de ko ba chod do gyur ba Sangye da tarwa tobya da sangye yagu kovan padun dhaya tabdi re. Te yindu tele nyamba ta te chene tele tibwa chaya yungre sabso chaya yungre sayatum.
So here,
the next verse, the outline saying on page 324 that this is taking care, describing about taking care not to lapse from the view of suchness or emptiness. Then it says lapsing from ethics is preferable to lapsing from the view. Lapsing from ethics is talking about the situation where you're being ethically disciplined in terms of your physical, verbal, and mental actions to avoid being reborn into difficult lifetime, a miserable lifetime, and to be reborn into a relatively happy lifetime or a higher rebirth, then this lapsing from ethics, it's not hurting so much as lapsing from the view, because the view is what the view means is the view, the philosophical view of emptiness, that is oriented towards attaining liberation and enlightenment. So then the consequences are much greater there. So through ethics, and then the next two lines said, through ethics one gains a high rebirth, and the supreme state of liberation and omniscience is reached by means of the view.
This one?
Fabricated extremes. What does that mean in the previous verse?
Fabricated extremes.
The last sense, rejecting dependent arising.
Oh, maybe we can wait till the end of the class then.
Okay.
Yeah, we can get that one.
Drisa.
Yeah, Drisa.
Oh, dan jeba de lo yida.
Mm.
Pongba ni la kurwa deba sigdo. Rajen la neba shin du che.